It's lovely to see so many boys and girls with us today, and I've been asked to say a little word to the children and the young people. I love walking, and I was walking home just last week one day, and I'd only got to the house where I live, and a little boy was walking down in the opposite direction along the footpath. And I asked him how he was, told me he was fine. He had a school bag with him, so I said, you're coming from school? Yes, he said. What school are you coming from? He told me. And we had quite a chat. And then before I left him, I said to him, now, my boy, I want you always to remember this, that the Lord has a plan for your life, and you'll find happiness in following that plan. And I said, I want you to remember that and never forget it. When the Lord Jesus was here on earth, boys and girls, his primary method of teaching was through parables. Now, what is a parable? Well, when I was a little boy, I was told that a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And the Lord Jesus told some very wonderful earthly stories, and the heavenly meaning that was behind them, why, it was profound indeed. One day he told about two boys whose dad had an orchard. He was a fruit farmer. And the time had come for gathering in the fruit. And he said to the boys, now, boys, he said, I want you to go and work today in the orchard. And one of the boys, he said, of course I'll go. But he didn't. The other boy, he threw a tantrum. He said, I'm not going to work in the orchard. And he went and did his own thing and went his own way. But after a bit, when he thought about it, he changed his mind and he went and he worked in his dad's orchard. And the question the Lord Jesus asked, boys and girls, was this. Now, he said, which of those two boys actually did his dad's will? Well, certainly it wasn't the first. He said he would, but he didn't. And I think we're all a bit like that. We say we'll do things and then we don't do them. It certainly wasn't the first boy. What about the second boy? Well, at the beginning, of course, there's no way he was going to do his dad's will. But in the end of the day, he did go. And he worked and gathered in the fruit. And those who heard the Lord Jesus speaking agreed that it was him who actually did his dad's will. Something happened to this second boy, you see, from he threw that early tantrum until he actually went into the orchard and did his dad's will. And the Lord Jesus tells us what happened to him. He used a big word. It's the word repentance. He said he repented. Now, what does it mean to repent? Because that's something that all of us have to do. To repent really just means to turn. It means to change one's mind. And that's what this second boy did. First of all, he said, no way. But he changed his mind and he went and did his dad's will. That was repentance. It means to turn from ourselves and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, to turn from what we have been doing and rest in what he has done. It means to turn from our own way and to accept the Lord's way and to do what he would have us do. Now, boys and girls, that was the story the Lord Jesus told. And it has a message for you and me. It has a message for all of us today. We need to get to the place of repentance, where we submit ourselves to the Lord's will and devote ourselves to the doing of that, because that actually is the secret of true happiness in this life.